Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Ayo, God. This is crazy.
Yeah, boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things. It's my birthday. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Figgy is pumped because he's got a girl next to him, finally.
Oh, behave, baby.
I'm making a hand job for your birthday.
You're going to give me a hand job
for your birthday.
I love this. This is a great day. What a day. What a huge show we have planned today. I am Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, baby.
You're like an upside down ice cream cone.
Don't be an asshole. We have a great show planned today. Two incredible guests. One of our guests this morning or last night?
It was two in the morning.
She was like, I'm not going to be able to make it. And I was like, what?
Understand.
Last fucking minute. When, how am I going to get a guest at 2 o'clock
in the
morning?
Doesn't he have like 17 guests?
No, it's one other guest, and he's a loser. You were the get. No offense,
that's okay. I'm going to kill myself.
This is sad that it's like your birthday and no one would come.
I only invited two people. I invited Shannon said, hey, we need to book some good guests. I was like, I'll work on it. Then you hit me up asking if we had a studio you could use. I was like, cool, let's have Annie on the show. That'd be great. Yeah. You said yes, and then I was like, you know what? We don't got to, let's
just
coast.
Were you surprised I said yes? Because I was too. It was too quick of a yes. I didn't consider the time zone. And stuff.
You were coming to the studio already, so that's why I wasn't surprised.
Yeah.
If you would have said no, I would have been surprised.
I would celebrate your birthday.
I appreciate it. Always. And Figs is like a regular on the show. He's great, yeah. But he's like a nobody.
I work upstairs. I do. Yeah. I'm a porter for the Josie's. There's a bar upstairs. And they were like, Shannon hit me up yesterday, actually, so someone canceled.
Nobody canceled.
Figs is here to make you look even more famous.
Yeah.
We were gonna do our live show from Philly today, but we ended up deciding to do it Wednesday. So, guys, you guys tune in Wednesday. Our live Real Ass Talent Show is coming at you like Cleopatra on Wednesday. Yeah. You guys are going to be very excited about it. We have the Durag and Deer Tech guys on that show. But today we have an incredible show. We got Annie Letterman's here. Welcome to Annie Wood. It's her podcast. Go check that out. And you know him and love him, the great Mike Figs from The Thing Is here on the Gas Digital Network.
And the restaurant upstairs.
The porter. I'm just a bathroom attendant. Yeah.
No, that's not where you work. Where do you really work? What's your real day job, Figs?
My day job?
I don't like when people talk about day. I'm one of those comics who are like, don't fucking talk about your
live
day job.
Live in your car.
Keep it sexy. Yeah,
live in your car.
Have 10
keep
fucking
it sexy.
Roommates.
I have an eBay store. I sell Pokemon cards and collectibles. That's the truth.
That's not the truth.
It's half the truth. I work in Chelsea. I work at a restaurant in Chelsea.
Gay bar.
What do you do?
I'm a waiter bartender.
Do you do well?
I do pretty well.
You show those nips a lot?
You goddamn right.
Wear like a tighty?
You goddamn right. I actually wear it's a Chinese chef coat because it's a Chinese restaurant.
And then do you work at a Chinese restaurant?
I work at a Chinese restaurant, yeah.
Okay.
But it's owned by a white.
By the best ones are, but do you? Okay.
But he does a full fledged.
Hello,
school,
welcome to
racist Chinese accent. Yeah.
Do what do you like? You want Cantonese spring roll or lobster?
Yeah, he wears the glasses with the slanted eyes, yeah. And then he puts two popsicle sticks in the front of his
How
mouth.
How many bao buns do you want for
it's
your
sort
birthday?
Sort of performance art. Yeah, the way that they look at it. Yeah, yeah, it's like a dinner theater, right? One of those things.
Yeah, I get a lot of chicks, a lot of, you know, a lot of love.
That's not how you say that.
What?
Oh no!
Look, I'm excited about today's show. We have a lot. It is my birthday, 42nd birthday. If you guys are watching, I post this on Twitter and I post this on Instagram every year. I don't want anything. If you guys want to do something for me, just go to St. Jude's, make a donation, but make it in my name. You have to specifically say it's from Louis J. Gomez, okay? That's it. That's all I'm asking for. I don't want a screenshot.
April Fool's joke?
No, it's not a April Fool's. I swear to God.
You care about the children?
No, I have said.
Don't deny you care about the children.
So much racist stuff that I'm going to use these moments when they come at me. I'm like, but I give. The
Louis,
fuck
Louis
out of
love
here.
The kids. You love the kids.
I do love children.
You love the kids.
That's
so much so that it's questionable.
Yeah, like, I know.
You should see me.
Louis Schneider over here.
Doggy.
Careful, Daddy.
Don't even. Dude, I love kids. I love children. I want to kiss them. I want to hug them.
You look
they're
like
so
Wayne
cute,
Gacy.
They're the fucking cutest, dude. Kids are the fucking best. And I'm just like not a guy who you want touching your children.
Yeah.
You know? It's a great old Bill Burr joke where he talks about, he was like, you just want to like go up to kids and be like, they're fucking adorable. You love them.
Well, yeah, like muss his hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your name, Rusty?
But everyone thinks you're a fucking pedophile now if you like kids. Like I do it all the time. I went to a restaurant yesterday to celebrate Easter and to celebrate my birthday. And there's a little fucking baby in the thing right next to me, and I'm going, woo. And then the fucking mom gives me a look like, yo, stop looking at my kid. And I'm like, yo, I'm just, I'm creating joy for your child.
The kids groom you too, because the kids will kind of look at you when the parents aren't looking. They'll like goo goo gaga you.
They will do that.
And then the minute the mom sees, they act like,
yeah, as soon as the mom turns around, you're doing this. And like, she freaks out. You're like, okay, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah. No, it's a baby poo. Yeah.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. Shout out to everyone that's watching live in the racist live chat. They're very excited. They love Annie Letterman. They think you're very sexy, Annie.
Hi, guys.
There are a lot of simps out
here. I love racist simps.
Racist simps. They're really down. I'm sure they're going to be doing some sort of deep fakes of your nude body. No, those are just your actual boobs. You flashed.
Oh, from...
No, this is you flashing with Fig's face over...
Do me a favor, move that balloon over to the side. Do me a face. Exactly.
You don't have to move
a solid.
Far.
Just move that balloon to the right.
No, no, no. Shannon will pull it up. Don't worry.
No, that's from... If those are my real boobs, that's from my old podcast. My producer, I would flash him as a joke. I go...
Nice.
Yeah. I would go... I would go, does it count as a Me Too if I'm not paying you? And then he would edit them out. And then he, one time, just uploaded. It was a Thanksgiving. I got, like, not a lot of DMs. There was,
not
like, four people were like, we just saw your tits.
It was by accident he put
it was
in?
Well, he said it was, I mean, I'm assuming. He wasn't mad at me or anything, but.
That's what happened with here. So Kim Congdon used to do a podcast here with Alex Scarlato. And they had Sarah Weinchenk on as a guest. And they were on the beach in L.A. and they did a topless podcast like in a cave on the beach and they're like, it's gonna be cute, and they gave it a Jorge to fucking edit, and Jorge left their tits in it, and these girls were fucking, it's why Kim left the network.
Wow.
It's literally why Kim's not on the network anymore.
Jorge,
because
that's her merch. That's her merch, okay?
And it is. And it really is. Her tits
that's
are
her
merch.
Merch. You don't
that's her act.
Real ass dude of the week, Jorge.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Ladies and gentlemen, good job, Jorge.
He's a real ass dude
for the boys.
Yeah. He's got
I was mad.
Oh, that's a long one.
Yeah, sorry.
I like to talk. You know,
yeah, still going.
Listen, if you have really.
You should do it during when I'm talking. Yeah.
Jorge and Jorge B is Kim and Sarah's podcast.
I was mad at him when he did it, not Jorge, my guy. And then I saw it and it was like the angle was kind of okay. So I was like, all right.
No, they look pretty good there.
They're
so,
right.
Good for
Listen,
you, Annie.
They're not.
Good for you. Girls, I mean, tits at this point, tits, that's like a thing. This summer will be the summer that girls are wearing just completely see-through tops, 100%.
Well, they already are. And they also have the bikinis. You see the bikinis that are boobs that people wear?
No.
Yeah.
Pretty sick. I like it. Pretty twight. Pull that up, Shannon, in a second. But let's get our plugs out of the way. We get them done right up top. Get your plugs out.
Speaking of plugs, why don't you get some plugs?
What? Oh,
for
my
your
hair?
Birthday.
You're an asshole.
Oh.
You know, I look good bald. So
not a lot of people do. You do look, I couldn't imagine you with hair.
I look terrible with hair, dude. I used to have long hair. I used to have fucking curls.
Do you have a picture of that?
No.
Okay.
Louis with hair looks like a man with a wig. It doesn't look right.
That's good. So funny.
Bald is my best form. Annie, what are you plugging on?
What am I plugging?
Yeah.
Annie Wood, Wednesdays. I got my shows. I'm going to... Oh, I didn't do this in time.
Figs, go first. Let Annie get
Let's go, baby. Mike Figs, Fig Talk. Check it out on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you watch The Thing Is Ding with me and Shannon. If you're in the city, I'm at the Stand or the Comic Strip this Saturday, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I'm at the Stand. Wednesday, I'm at the Stand. Come on by, say what's up. Big shout out to the Skanks fans that keep dropping in on Monday and showing me love downstairs. I love you guys. Fuck yeah. Comic Mike Figs.
Fuck yeah. Annie.
You're a comic?
No.
I thought you just worked at the Chinese restaurant.
Oh,
I can't.
Come to the
Stand. I don't have internet. Go to annieletterman.com/shows. I'm going to be in... I don't think you have any fans in Washington. Washington. I'm going to be in Washington, regular Washington.
Where in Washington? Tacoma?
Tacoma. Spokane. I'll be in Tacoma.
No, yeah, we got fans there. We got
I'll
fucking
be in Fort Worth.
I was canceled from Seattle. Maybe you don't fucking pay attention to Fox News.
What did you do again?
Maybe I'm a racist. I'm a Nazi. They figured it out. They did a moment of research.
Was it the kid stuff at the Dallas BBQs that you were just talking about? No? All right. No, some other
thing. Was that the thing Jeselnik?
Me, Kurt.
Someone Jeselnik reposted?
No, that was a while ago. This was recent. Me, Kurt, Jim Florentine, and Dave Smith had our weekends canceled from a comedy club in Seattle.
Really? That probably is the club I'm going to.
No, I think it's not. That's Tacoma's. We're doing Tacoma now. This was Seattle proper.
Oh, Seattle proper. Oh, yeah. Was it Laughs?
Yeah. No. It was, what was it called? Fuck was it called? I told people to not attack them, so now I feel bad saying
the
name.
Oh, okay.
Because I was the only, because Kurt and fucking Florentine were like, destroy their lives.
Well, it's weird that all of you guys on that list have dated Karen.
Holy shit. Wow. Everyone.
I love her.
Margolis is the
I'm actually shocked
denominator.
You guys could get her.
Karen?
Queen.
Oh, no, she was easy.
She's so good.
Zach, what are you plugging?
420 show in Connecticut. Check my Instagram at Zach is not funny for tickets.
Love it. Go to lewisofskanks.com right now. Grab tickets to the Meaty Ogre Tour coming to a city near you. I'm going to be in the Funny Bone April 11th through 13th in St. Louis, Missouri. San Diego, California, April 25th through 27th. Going to Denver May 3rd and 4th. Then I'm going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada, Wise Guys Comedy Club. Scroll down a little bit, guys. Pay attention. Wise Guys Comedy Club, Las Vegas, Nevada, May 24th, 25th. I got Point Pleasant, New Jersey coming up, New Orleans, Lafayette, Louisiana, Tacoma, Spokane, and more. All up on lewisofskanks.com. Go to my website. Grab tickets for those shows and more. I'm touring all through the end of the year and recording a brand new special, I believe, in London in January. So look out for
in
tickets
London?
For that soon. Oh, yeah.
That's very posh.
Oh, yeah, very posh.
It's posh. It's his birthday, posh. Too.
Yeah.
Do you know it's his birthday?
Is it because you can't draw enough to in the States anymore?
No, I can't. Exactly. You nailed it. Congratulations. You win the prize.
I can't draw that much in London, to be honest.
I've never tried.
It's great. A lot of fun. Make sure you guys subscribe to the New Gas Digital. Brand new apps for both iPhone and Android. Brand new platform altogether. Make sure you guys use the promo code RAP14. It gets you over 1,000 episodes that are not available anywhere else, plus a bonus episode every week. Our Friday episode is a bonus episode, plus all the other shows, nearly 20 shows on the network. You get access to the Racist live chat and many other member benefits. By the way, Chromecast feature coming in within a month. More than a month. We just signed off on it. Chromecast is coming, baby boys. I know people were upset about no Chromecast, so look out for that. And yeah, support us. You guys fucking rule. All right, that's that. That's that.
Lewis,
what do you guys do
a,
for Easter?
You have a Saw death trap behind you. I don't know if you see it. But if your hat hits it, a bunch of nails.
Oh, hell no. Oh, and some Makers.
Whoa.
The smallest bottle ever, and it's keto. Shannon, if you got me cake, I was going to spit in your fucking mouth today.
I was thinking about that.
I was going to spit in your mouth. Yay. Meats.
Flaming meat.
Happy birthday, Daddy.
I was thinking about if I was going to get you something, if I would just bring cake and just fuck you.
No.
Yeah. In that order.
Cool. Yeah, so. Fuck him with the cake. Face fuck him with the cake.
Lewis, I need you to see that they wrote happy birthday in mayonnaise for you.
I love that. Thank you.
You think it's Daddy. Mayonnaise.
Who did that? Who did that?
Who did the writing part?
Who did everything? Whose idea was it?
We all did it together, but it was my idea.
Shannon doesn't want to give credit to Jorge. She doesn't want to give credit.
Wow. All right,
how was that? Good fucking meat. I brought that meat. I brought that from Arthur Avenue. good old fashioned. Really? Yeah. Honey meat. That's going to be a little salami over there. You didn't know I was Italian? Look at her now. She's looking at me. She knows I'm Italian. That's the prosciutto over there. Those little tiny pickles right there. I got that from Budokan from my job.
Little tiny pickles.
Enjoy. Enjoy. Happy birthday, brother. Enjoy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Please. Figs, you're going to have some of my whiskey.
Yeah.
I can't start drinking now. It's too early in the day.
Oh, don't be a pussy. Don't be a fucking pussy. Drink
He's
with
42.
Me.
He's 42.
Yeah. I am 42. I maybe a little bit of whiskey.
You make me do edibles on fucking Fridays.
I should do some edibles, but I got to be keto until I go to Jamaica. This is too much.
You got to be keto in Jamaica.
My body is a fucking, it is not good. It is not a wonderland.
Let's see.
No, you don't want to see
Show
it.
Everyone.
Come on.
No, Annie, you don't want to
Show
see it.
Show everyone.
Is there any ice, Shannon? No.
Crack this bad boy.
You don't want to see what's going on under here.
Show us.
I feel bad, dude. I feel so bad. My girlfriend, I brought her to Philly with me for my birthday shows. And she was like, literally free range all weekend. Anytime you want any sexual favor, like that's that.
Yeah.
The whole weekend.
Oh, she told you that too?
Annie, you drink?
No, I don't. Thank you.
And then fucking, by the end of the weekend, I started looking at her. I was like, I just feel bad. She started looking run down and she was like sad. I was like, this sucks for you. This is a goddamn nightmare. Thank you. It's a little bit.
You really took her up on it, huh?
I did. Oh, yeah. I fucking, oh my God. Poor gal.
Let's just watched the life leave her eyes over 3 days.
Yeah, dude. All right, gentlemen and ladies, let's take a quick moment and thank FactorMeals.com for supporting today's show. We love Factor Meals. They are America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and they make it super easy to get nutritious meals delivered right to your door, ready in just 2 minutes. These are restaurant-quality meals. I'm talking about everything. So many different options, 35 different options every week, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What is there not to love?
Not only that, but whatever diet you're on, whatever restrictions you have health-wise, they have got you covered. Are you keto? Can you not do sugar? Whatever it is. They've got you.
Yep. All you got to do right now to try them out for a discount is go to factormeals.com/wrap50 and use the code wrap50. You're going to save 50% off your order today. Once again, that is factormeals.com/wrap50 and use code wrap50 for 50% off. All right. Where were we? But I had a great Easter celebrated. I was going to make Easter dinner. Which I've been doing. I've been hosting fucking holidays.
Really?
I mean, my turkey.
With who? Family? Friends?
Just family. I'm a family guy now. I don't even really have friends.
It's about that family life.
I love family.
How much family you got? The normal Puerto Rican amount? Well, you have some deaths.
I know. I do have a big, actually extended, the Puerto Rican side of my family, but I'm not close to them like that. I'm close to a couple of them, and we you know, sometimes we'll do some holidays and stuff. But
afraid to have them in your house? They might take some.
No. A couple of them are doing better than I am. It's fucking sad. It makes me want to kill myself. But I know. I have me. It's me, my son, my son's mother, her boyfriend, my aunt Amory, who's 85 years old, my sister. Her husband they broke up, so he doesn't really come around anymore. And then my niece, and that's who's going to Jamaica. That's who comes over for the holidays. Typically, I would do a Easter ham.
Okay. I don't have a present for you. I have some $100 bills.
I have $100?
Oh, I only have twenties. I only have twenties.
$20 bill.
Wow,
very fucking cool.
That's the best.
Look at that. These are good fucking friends.
Good old cash.
Fig shows up with a plate of meat.
Yep.
Annie shows up with cash in hand. Zach,
my love and affection.
You piece of shit.
Not better than
He'll
that.
Give you any sexual favor you want.
Any That's sexual true. Favor,
and
right
I
now?
Will be better than Jenna. I've
Give me head right now on camera.
I love these bits. I love these bits you guys do.
Zach really thought about it, though.
There was a second in my eye where I was like, you know what? It's his birthday.
It's live. We got to pump these views up. Come on.
A little birthday head would be good.
A little birthday.
Now, what did you guys do for Easter? Anything fun?
Yeah, so my mom, we ate. We had a nice lasagna, a little lamb. You know, you got to crack out a fucking lamb chop, you know?
Yeah, we had
a good time.
We were gonna cook, and then I decided that I got up in the morning. I was like, you know what? I don't feel like spending my fucking birthday cooking. I don't feel like spending my holiday cooking, so I said, fuck it. Went to an Italian restaurant, Biagio's in Paramus, New Jersey.
Oh, nice. Biagio, nice.
Solid.
Solid, good stuff. What'd solid. You, yeah? What'd you get, a little manigot?
What did I get? Oh, I got a braised short rib.
Nice, very nice.
You know what? Fuck it. What you snacking on, Easter edition? Let's go, folks. Let's go.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
So you do that and then you just tell the snacks you eat?
Yeah. What'd you eat yesterday?
Is that taste buds? Are you still in for taste buds?
Nah. We've been podcasting before all these motherfuckers.
They're all stealing from you.
Are you garbage? We have a bit on this show called Classy or Trashy. They stole the entire... Shannon, play the intro for Classy or Trashy. These cocksuckers stole our entire fucking bit.
Yeah. Welcome to another episode.
Yeah, these guys all steal from us.
We should sue them.
We're very original, and all these motherfuckers steal from us, and they take our
and they get better guests then.
We get huge guests. This is the biggest guest we've had in 2 years, by the way. Annie Letterman, I will say that. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I think Shane came.
I saw her followers. I got nervous. I put on cologne.
Tim Dillon came. You're attracted to Annie. I can tell. Yeah, we had Segura and Tim Dillon on last year. But you are the biggest, besides Tugura, and Tim Dillon. You're the biggest guest we've had in a long time.
Thank you guys for saying that. I actually was with that big guy yesterday. That Easter was hanging out with Tim. We were walking through the park.
That's beautiful.
What'd you guys eat? You know, Tim eats something good.
We went to some restaurant. I can't remember what it was called.
Not good.
I'm on the jab now, so.
What's the jab?
Ozempic.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
you're not on Ozempic.
Of course I am. I'm in.
You're a skinny hot chick.
Well, I wasn't 3 months ago.
You were a little thick, but I wouldn't call you Ozempic fat.
Yeah,
it's only Hollywood.
He needs Ozempic.
I need Ozempic.
He needs fucking 3 Zempics.
You could get it for free too.
I've gone through this with a doctor already. I don't want to have this conversation.
Yeah, no.
But it's like a cool LA thing to do.
No,
right?
It's
cool. You're not an Ozempic. You are not. You're lying.
Semi-glutide.
I don't believe you.
No, you can tell because I'm losing
stand
my
up,
ass.
Do
I'm
a
losing
spin.
My ass a little bit.
Yeah, Annie's looking pretty goddamn toy.
You know, pretty fucking tweet. I was looking at her for medical reasons.
Yeah. Figs, you're into this. You would be all day.
No, I did.
If I wasn't married. Yeah, totally.
I did see. You're married?
No, not married.
I know. I didn't think so.
You had to cut the ring off this finger.
I'm pre-diabetic.
Pressurized.
And Louis, are you with? You're with your girlfriend that I met at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yes.
I hope that's the right answer.
Yes.
I don't know. She's not a comedian.
Yeah, no, not
the one
a
who's not good boy.
Yeah, she's a dancer. She's a good chick.
Yes. No, same I didn't meet her. She's cool.
Sorry. Hold on a second. What is going on here?
Any side effects with the Ozempic? Do you feel like...
Hot? Yeah, I feel great.
Fucking hot, yeah.
Helps my ADD. It's great. Nothing wrong. No side effects here.
Does it make you not want to eat? Like, it makes you kind of gross
out. I still eat.
Right?
No, I still eat. I just don't eat a lot.
Gotcha. Does your breath stink? Can you fart a lot now? Mm-hmm. Those are the
things.
Can
you prove it?
I will tell you that I don't have toothpaste right now. Well, I was going to tell you to get me toothpaste.
You didn't brush your teeth
today?
We
actually do have toothpaste.
Can I have it?
We do have toothpaste. Can you get her toothpaste, please?
I'd like to brush my teeth
online. Anything you want, they will, like, the staff here.
Still waiting on the coffee. Was promised to me.
Did we send somebody to get the coffee?
Who's we? It's you.
We never said
I'll go get it.
Can we get her a large cold brew, black?
And if you're out there, get me one, too. Might as well.
Think you don't need a cold brew. Relax, right, dude. They're told to treat the guests like they're royalty.
Thank you. Ooh, this is big.
So what are you going to do with it? There's no sink here, no toothbrush?
You're going to brush your teeth right here in front of us.
Do you want that?
This is kind of a kinky thing. Yeah. Boys,
put the
sexy music on, please.
Put the fucking sexy music on.
Put the sexy music on. Give her a little bit of water. Or she has it. There we go.
Don't forget to do your tongue.
I just bring out a tongue scraper.
Oh, my God. The boys at home. Let's zoom in a little bit on Annie. We don't need figs in the shot.
Yeah,
he's ruining it all for the boys. Ruining it for the boys. There we go.
I'm getting it a little wet.
Annie Letterman. This is our morning routine, everyone. This is somebody's king, by the way.
I already flossed, which was... It's gross to floss.
Do you water pick or do you floss?
I don't have a water pick.
Oh, a water pick is a shit. I might buy you a water pick for your birthday.
Do me a favor, Annie. Start saying the alphabets the moment that toothbrush goes in your mouth.
There we go. Oh, my God. Slowly but surely. Look at that. In and out, up and down. You got to do a full 2 minutes.
Very nice.
Tell me.
Can you put a timer on, please? Put the plug timer on. It's already preset for 2 minutes.
I hope I don't gag.
Oh, God. I think I'm going to come.
Annie Letterman really giving the boys at home a show right now.
Very
putting
nice.
Her legs
Whoa.
Up.
There we go.
How much weight have you lost since you've done Ozempic?
Like 20 pounds.
Damn. Nice. That's a perfect amount of weight for a girl to lose.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No more.
Very no nice. More, no less.
People tell you look like Scarlett Johansson. How often do you get that? Yeah, all the time. I know, I know.
Fuck with you, you hack.
I'm a
dude,
hack.
Fuck, what a piece of shit. It's the airplane jokes of fucking Andy Letterman compliments.
I'm just, I haven't looked asshole. At her the whole time, and now I feel like I,
the fuck's
I
wrong
see
with you?
Her
it's
now.
The one thing, obviously.
I finally see her now. I'm afraid to look at you in person, so I'm just going to keep looking.
By the way, if people can't see Annie's legs under the table, she has her foot in between Fig's crotch right now. She's playing with
Annie,
his balls.
What kind of appetizers did you order yesterday? Did you get a bruschetta or did you? What did you get, Eddie? Did Tim Dillon at any point go, Eddie, are you gonna eat all that, Eddie? Eddie, what are we doing here? Tim Dillon, yes, you gotta get the bacon, Eddie. Honestly, what do we got? Better help.
She's only 1 minute, 1 minute into this.
And I am fully bricked.
2 minutes is a long time to brush your teeth for. You don't realize that. I have a toothbrush that pulses every 30 seconds to let me know where, and it's just never ending. Because
you're a child. She's an adult. She knows when to
quadrants.
Stop.
Yeah, but a regular head toothbrush, you're not going to really be able to get into the fucking backspace. You need that little fucking
Annie,
swivel head.
Annie, we got you a tongue scraper. Paco, can you bring it in? We just need you to do your tongue.
Annie, if you could play with your nipples while you do this. And we're almost done with this segment. It's not even a big deal.
Annie, pretend you're in the bathroom.
She's spinning. Well, folks.
Oh, here we go. Zoom
folks,
in.
Folks.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
Come on, folks.
I kind of embarrassed. It's too vulnerable to brush my tongue in front of you.
Dude, brush your tongue. Come on.
It's too vulnerable.
Yes. Don't forget your uvula.
I still like the fact you came in here with a dirty ass mouth. I think that's kind of.
I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, people.
Yes, it doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want.
People in the Racist Live Chat love this right now. This is one of our best segments we've ever done. This is a very successful segment.
I make Annie a full Letterman. Podcast out of it.
Yes.
You're doing your morning routine. Annie, it would rule. Paco's gonna drink
Paco.
It.
Paco, yes!
Oh, fuck, are you freak? No. Oh, Paco, he's sick. Fuck. I hate him. He's using your toothbrush now.
He's a real ass dude.
I'll give it to him. He is a real ass dude.
He's got a bad attitude. I was too bad.
Thank God he took it. If he left it, my man might have thrown up.
One my Philly's friend. He's a real ass dude.
Oh my God.
He's got a sickness.
I almost.
He really
threw up.
Is a sex pest. So that's not like a.
That
that's not
was
an act.
Really. Is he Asian?
Yeah.
You got to charge him for that. Hawaiian. He works at. He's my busboy. He works at my job. You got to.
I still don't know what Hawaiian. He followed him here. Yeah.
Ophie, I come through you support. I give you support. Andy, that was wild.
Yeah, Paco has the personality of an Indian guy on Instagram.
I just, yes.
Really, just like a straight up, like, just like a guy in the DMs, like, oh, I love you for
show, Bob.
I drink your.
You can make lots of money if you sell spit water. In my country, we love the spit water.
Yes.
Good
morning, beautiful, at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Good morning, Bob.
I'm just doing all my things.
Oh, no, good.
Oh,
that
my
ain't
God.
Good.
Don't change your tampon.
Yeah, if the hot water bottle.
Paco's getting ready.
If the hot water bottle comes out.
Oh, my fucking God, dude.
I need a napkin. I need a napkin, please. Wow.
That was something.
Oh, that was something.
You got to charge him for that.
That was fun.
That was a good bit,
I
guys.
Fun like this in L.A.
Because they're all fags.
No, here's the thing. You're
they're
not
all
as
fags.
Bad. Did I do your show? Did you come to L.A. and I did your show?
You did do a show in L.A.
Because I remember you like, I remember you texting me about doing a show, and then I don't know if it ever happened.
Something happened.
Depraved? Did you do Depraved? Or?
Did we have sex?
No, we never did.
Put back to sexy music on and...
I heard it was voted. I heard there was a vote about... Female comedians.
What was the vote?
There was a vote on Legions of Skanks. I heard a little something about.
Oh, so we did. We ended up bailing on the bit because Mark Norman and Dave Smith got uncomfortable with it. So we were going to do last year. We were going to do a bracket of the funniest female comedians, and it was just based off how hot they were. And because Mark Norman's an actual sex pest, and because Dave Smith is cucked by his wife, we had to stop our fucking
right.
awesome bet.
They
got nervous.
Yeah, comedy.
They're my friends. Comedy. All right, come on, Annie. You look.
Are
good.
They friends with you?
Who, with me?
No, yeah. They don't.
No, I'm doing Mark Norman saying that the women are his friends.
Oh.
Yeah, nobody likes Figs.
I was just curious.
I just host
shows. No, everyone likes Figs. We're just fucking around. Figs is actually Figs has become one of the most beloved.
Figs, love Figs. Great guy. You're right. Got
he's me. Become he's become one of the most beloved fucking people
Can
in the
Can you do another
world.
Tim Dillon for me?
Well, Eddie, where do you want to go to eat?
It's pretty good.
You ever go to Four Charles?
He would never ask me where to eat. He would just walk me into a
come with me.
For me. I like it. He is my sugar daddy in a sense.
That is nice when you have like rich friends.
Yeah.
And like you don't even.
He just orders. He just. Sometimes there's a helicopter. I'm not even kidding. Sometimes
I love that style. Like, that's just baller shit.
It's good. But sometimes you're like, I want it. And there's no. Yeah. You can be like, I wanted that.
Oh, he orders everything for.
Everything's ordered.
For the whole table.
It's easy for the waiter. You just go right to Tim. Tim, and pop, pop.
That's
you would know.
That's an alpha move.
Yeah, it's an alpha move. I respect that kind of guy.
I do that when I order dinner for the family. I was like, I got it. And I tell the waiter, I don't even let anybody.
And then
choose.
You go, give the check to that lady right there. The 85-year-old.
She's going to pay for it.
What's she going to do with that money?
Thank you, Annie.
Now, your 85-year-old aunt, what's she up to?
What's
she doing, Dave?
She's cool.
She pickleball? What does she do?
No, she does nothing. She's deteriorating. She needs to start moving. I told her, I was like, you got to start walking, Amory. What are you doing?
You should send Paco over to take care of her.
Just fucking drink her fucking spit water.
Metamucil, you have to drink.
Okay, let's take a moment and thank Capsulite for supporting today's show. We love Capsulite. Incredible sponsor that makes a night out on the town that much more enjoyable because they prevent that awful feeling from the day after drinking. You guys might know it as a hangover. What you do is you take this formula before and during your night out, and the next day you wake up feeling refreshed. You don't have any of that awful feeling.
It supports your liver, it's the most potent product on the market, and it eliminates the toxic byproduct of alcohol that's the cause of symptoms of a hangover, not dehydration. It's a little portable packet you can take right to the bar or the club with you, like Lou said. You take it before and while you drink, and you wake up feeling fresh as a daisy.
All you got to do right now to try them out is go to Capsulite.com, that's Capsulite.com. Use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 30% off your order today. Once again, that's Capsulite.com. Use the promo code GAS for 30% off. All right, where were we? I wanted to film a bit with her. I wanted to film virtual reality porn from the female perspective and give it to my aunt as a prank for my aunt. And just see how she would deal with a big black cock like coming at her face. Because she's like straight up racist. Like she's real deal. Like she's 85 years old. She's Italian.
Yeah.
Irish.
White
she's
side,
not,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's not. Even the Latino side would be racist probably too. Much, right. But she's super cool. Love my aunt. She's coming back to Jamaica, her third time going to Jamaica.
Uh-oh.
How does she treat
that's
the Jamaicans?
Oh, she's, dude, I tell her they're actual slaves. She loves it. She has no idea. She thinks she has slaves for the week and she acts accordingly.
They think she just has dementia.
She acts like driving Miss Daisy, dude. I tell her to dress her driver places.
It is scary. Like, dementia really brings out the full racist in everyone.
100%.
It's really wild. My grandfather he was not a racist guy, and then it was wild. I guess deep down he was.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, Lewis and I aren't racist. We have early onset dementia.
It's just your dementia.
Maybe.
What does she say? Does she like, pick up my bags, man. Yeah, relax.
If you just asked her about her feelings, like if I asked her, I was like, well, how would you feel if my niece one day married a black guy? She'd be like, don't be so stupid. That would be her response.
Mike Racine,
like that's a crazy prank you would play on her.
Mike Racine has a video of him giving his racist grandmother Precious, the movie Precious, a DVD of it. That was pretty funny. That's
hilarious. I've never seen Precious. My sister tells me that the mother is like our mother. And I think that the mother from Precious is notoriously brutal, right?
She molests the daughter.
Okay, maybe my sister's crying for help right now.
She makes Precious eat her out. It's Monique.
Can we see that scene, please? And can we see that scene? And can we?
You can't unsee it. I'll tell you that.
Oh damn!
I went on a date to that.
You went on a date to Precious?
Yeah, it was rough.
That's not a sex
IMAX. You saw, like a movie theater? You went on a date to
IMAX?
See in a movie theater?
Like it's the solar system?
She's a big girl. Maybe you saw it in IMAX.
He's a Precious 3D.
Eat my pussy, baby. Come here, eat my pussy.
I was like,
it's got the 4D. It sprays water when money comes.
Here we go now, y'all.
Yeah, I would love to see the pussy.
God, you can smell the chicken.
Dude, this thing is hurting my ears. I don't know if I can wear it all day. I was going to wear this all day nonstop, and I don't think I can. It's too much. It looks good though, right?
You match it, baby daddy.
Right? That's why I wore the pink shirt. It was my birthday outfit. Shannon, what are we up against today, by the way? What happened today in history? It's April 1st. It is my birthday. It's a huge deal. That is probably the biggest
April
thing.
Fools. It's so annoying to have April Fool's birthday.
Yeah.
Why? Super cool.
You think so?
It's like a fun, like funny birthday.
And people like, forget. It's oh, you're funniest, like, that's why I'm a comedian.
Yeah, I have a joke about it in my act. Or I used
oh,
to.
Oh, boy.
In my old act.
Can't wait to hear it.
Go check out 30 Minutes of Louis C.K. is available on
Giggle
YouTube.
Giggle in Vancouver. He'll be there April 4th for the Giggle Pit. Side splitters.
Shannon, do we have that scene or no?
So I don't have that specifically. I just have her fighting with her mother.
All right, let's see. I want to see if this reminds me of my mother.
Her meat.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Let's see, Shannon.
I think we need to put the award, baby.
Shannon, do less volume somehow.
I don't want any puffy.
Shannon, I don't want any volume at all somehow.
Let me see.
They know, goddamn black baby, that's Dominican baby. Get that baby out of my fucking apartment.
Baby doesn't seem living.
Oh, this is a heartbreaking movie, huh?
It's not a good date.
I could just tell already, but I could smell that room.
Date. Oh, it's not a good first date.
It's not a good first date at all.
I can't remember who I went on the date with, but it wasn't good. That's some real acne.
You look like his daddy.
She could put the cigarette out on him.
Aww.
He loves kids.
Aww, and I'm racist. So that's like extra hard.
No, I watched a little girl. I've really got my algorithm's gotten really cute. It's a lot of people like they're finding like little baby squirrels and why are you crying? Are you moved so hard from that? It's like fucking crazy right now. And I can't believe it.
No, I just have allergies. My allergies are horrible.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah. No, it's
ew, I hate allergy people. It's just
this
gross.
This is my allergies.
It's like snot bubble kids and fucking.
I told them I need a napkin. My eyes just get watery.
They thought you were kidding because you're never serious.
No,
you're
I'm
never
serious.
Fucking serious.
Oh, do it again.
But I watched today a little girl getting adopted by her foster parents said they were adopting her. It's like I could lose my life
That's cute. What did I watch today? I watched I watched a 101-year-old like military veteran, a great-great-grandfather meeting his niece for the first time.
Oh, great-great-grandfather.
I was going to say that too. I was like, it's his birthday, let it go. But he's like, grandfather met a daughter for the first time.
You can't misspeak on this show.
Did you see the old black lady dancing at the wedding? She's like 90-something.
No,
and she gets up
great.
And starts dancing, and everyone's like, yeah, grandma. And then she turns around and starts to unzip her clothes. So and she's topless funny. Underneath, and they have to cover her up.
Titties are on her knees and shit.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's this the thing that happened on X as well. Yeah, this is it right here. So but even before you play this, Shannon, they, like, you'll I saw this video as a reply to a woman being eaten by three pit bulls, right? So it was body cam footage of a cop shooting three pit bulls that was eating a woman. The story is this woman had to have her legs and hand and part of her face amputated after this. She was all fucked up. These pit bulls are fucking just out there murdering people, right?
Uh-oh.
So that's my algorithm usually. That's my algorithm. For some reason, that's a Republican Nazi thing to say, to hate pit bulls. But I'm just saying they're eating babies. What do you want me to say? It's the truth. So
it's because of the vaccine.
Probably. So they're hungrier. But what happens is I have all these horrible things that I follow. It'll be fight videos, or it'll be like a person being eaten, or just some horrible morbid fact. And then for some reason, they reply with things that have nothing to do with it now.
Right.
Very often it's just a porn whore being like, if you like this, come watch me suck a cock. And then it's just like a reply to that. And then it'll be like some sweet videos. And then it'll be like a cute little bunny. And I'm like, what is going on with this fucking like...
Just bots, man.
They're going
just
soft.
Bots.
Yeah. They're going soft.
It's not good.
Yeah. But let's see this old man.
Please.
Don't blindfold. He's like barely can see anyway.
I know. Fucking too many flashes. You're going to think the baby's a landmine.
Yeah.
Oh, God, fuck.
I know. If this ends sweetly, I'm going to be
fire the hole.
Oh, fucking gooks.
He just starts making out with her. Oh,
that was a little close.
Hurry. Little young for my blood, but give her here.
Little Liza Minnelli.
If I eat her, I get another 10 years.
Oh, no.
Thank you for the sexy music. Very nice.
Don't let him hold her.
I love that baby smell.
Oh, that's
I'm
going to
eat her now.
Yeah, oh, the top of her head smells like my granddaughter's pussy. Oh,
I come in behind her, just stab the guy behind him with Ozempic in the neck.
Can I die now?
Please, please kill me.
I'm ready to die.
My fingers are hurting from holding the baby. Yeah, it's very sweet. But like, yeah, my algorithm is all fucked up. It's beheadings. Indian guys beating up their wives in town squares. It'll be dogs that are all fucked up and just murdering people, and then it'll be something really sweet.
I see dogs that are fucked up that they find and they rehabilitate.
I love those.
Oh, I love those. It makes me really want a draggy leg dog. I'm like, oh god. Yeah.
Well, we try to find a 3-legged dog. You can't just find them. You think they'd be easy to find?
Yeah, I know. Everyone wants them.
They do.
Everyone's disgusting. Yeah.
We've had a lot of different.
Yeah, they want retarded animal.
Yes, they do.
We've had a lot of different retarded animals on the show throughout the years because we've been trying to find, like, you got to see some of them are like burn.
Dude, some of them are bad.
Dogs
dude.
That are burn victims are just fucking wild.
The ones with no jaws, it's just.
Oh, I like it. No jaws.
No jaws.
Or no jaws.
Like, the fuck? Are they like half skull?
Yeah, like the half skull ones.
I feel like with that, if you have a 101 year old.
Oh, there he is.
Oh,
that's who he is.
Wait, show him his baby. Show him his great, 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 great.
Do you love me? It looks like Fire Marshal Bill. Please love me. Can I get a treat? I love people.
It looks like somebody put
a firecracker in its mouth like a fake cigar. Like, look how funny it is.
You don't realize that it doesn't the nose really softens the dog.
Yeah. Adopt me, Dave Portnoy. Please. I could be Mr. Oranges.
I'll try pizza with you.
It's like, no, no, Shannon, no.
Speaking of dogs, can we
see? Too hot, too hot. frozen pizza. He's like, too hot.
Yo, that's but God bless the poor dog.
Well, I guess not all dogs go to heaven because I don't think that dog's making it.
No, he's
Shannon,
not.
what are we up against on the Saint History? We never got that.
Their personalities are so cute though. You know that dog has a good ass personality.
100%.
It better.
Yeah.
If that dog was an asshole, we wouldn't see that picture.
It's like meeting an ugly chick who's a bitch. You're like, what is wrong with you? You have to be nice.
You're not getting a bow tie, all right, lady? That little dog's adorable.
Shannon, what are we up against?
In 2004. Gmail was created.
2004? Wow. That late Gmail was created?
I was 14 years old, man.
That's the last time I deleted a Gmail. I have so many emails. Let me see how many I have.
And old AOL emails. Fuck.
GeoCities. What's the other one? Hotmail?
What was my first email?
I have 165,999.
Unreads?
Unreads. It's too much. What do I do now?
I don't know, get rid of them. If they're not important, I could teach you a trick. You can get rid of all of them.
Oh, I'm sure you can teach me a trick. Does it involve me putting my tits in her mouth?
I can teach you a trick.
To get rid of the little red notifications. I don't know. Like, all I want is, I don't care about any of these things. I want just no red notifications.
Just go select all and delete it. It'll take a second, but it'll delete all of them.
It doesn't.
Valtrex.
It will. It will do it.
Valtrex app. Yeah, no, that I just went through the process of reorganizing my.
It's not. I don't.
Do you have yours organized?
No,
your desktop?
Oh God, no.
Oh, I did.
No,
I created little folders. I have finance, work, social, travel, food, streaming, health.
Jenna, please don't open.
Yeah, I'm super organized with this now. And I deleted all the apps I don't use now. It felt so satisfying.
Yeah.
I love that.
I had. Do you get in trouble for deleting things?
What do you mean?
Where there's like the delete file. There's like a folder of your deleted stuff.
What do you mean, like pictures and shit?
Yeah, you got to delete that one. It's a double process.
It's two processes. Yeah, are you kidding me? Do you know how many times my girlfriend's been like, look at your phone now, and I got to fucking use my face to open up my deleted folder?
Yeah. You got to delete
it. Oh, I know about the deleted folder. Don't you fucking worry. No, the freedom of not having anything in my phone anymore feels so nice that I just won't do it anymore. Because for a while, I would just fucking sneak around and just be a shady fuck.
I think I haven't cheated really, but my friends.
Really?
Not really. That's when I was like 16. But so my fiance's friend said he cheated on his wife, and he goes, cheating your wife is like having drugs in your trunk. Like you're driving around with drugs in your trunk all the time.
Ooh, that's good, analogy. Right? Yeah.
It's like having plutonium in your pocket. Scary.
Yeah, it's just, there's not a moral objection where I'm going like I understand why guys cheat.
Yeah.
And I also understand how a guy could go, I can cheat, still be completely in love, and it means absolutely nothing.
Right,
it's just,
thing.
You know, I completely get that. And if you're in a relationship, I can understand people being in a relationship where they accept those terms. My girl's not that girl at all.
Right.
And I can't deal with the anxiety of having to watch my phone, watch over my back. Like, I just got a new phone. And the guy asked me, he's like, do you want the screen protector that like hides the view from the side? And I was like, yeah, of course. I was like, why wouldn't I? And my girl got mad. She was like, why would you do it? What are you hiding? And I was like, it's not for you. It's like, what, I'm on a flight.
He's like looking at that dog. He's trying to hide that burned dog.
It does look like that, to be honest.
I have that protector because
I'm on flights all the time and there's a person next to me. I'll pull up a text message.
It's weird. And I look at other people's things. Like if it's 100%. Open and I don't even mean to, but my eyes will just wander. And that's like an awkward, weird moment. But I have mine on because Todd will come behind me when I'm playing. There's a dumb block game that I used to play. That's like, you can't really lose. You just put a block and have a spot. And he would start like explaining where to put the block. And I was like, it's not a hard enough game to be like mansplained. Right. So it was just for that reason. And now it's annoying because all I want to do is show him stuff.
Yeah.
And I have to put it at a specific angle for him to see it. So it is annoying.
You can't see it. It's like right. You can't see it. Then you can see it. Like it's got to be like right there. You can start seeing it. It's pretty cool.
It's good for Twitter because you can't go on Twitter and post.
Well, Twitter, it's all just in the racist live chat. Like, it's all just fucking cocks and shit. Yeah, so. And
X.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fucking bullshit.
That's the other thing. I have a kid too, so I'll be on Twitter, and then my sitting's right next to me, and there's like, you know,
three cocks and one hole, and fucking racist live chat.
It's not good. All right, let's take a moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom.com is the marquee sponsor for Skankfest and all the things here at Gas Digital. So if you guys are in the market for Kratom and you're over the age of 21 years old, you got to get it from YoKratom.com. And remember, grab your Skankfest tickets on April 20th at 12 p.m. Eastern from YoKratom.com/Skankfest. And while you're there, make sure you guys grab a $60 kilo of Kratom. All right, where were we? Let's see. Long Island hot dog hooker offers lunch and a lap dance from her front yard. What is this, Shannon?
Who is this chick?
I'm going to show you. This is from the news report about it, but I feel like it was worth it.
Figs, so. What are you doing for lunch?
I don't know, but I want a chili cheese dog all of a sudden.
Here you go.
That's the girl you want sucking you off. Fucking East Tammy over here.
All right, and once again, she's offering more than just hot dogs. Here's Carrie Drew.
Get a wiggle with Chewina.
She's like, I'll take this teeth out too.
Shit. We first told you about her nearly 4 years ago.
That's a mad baby.
Called hot dog hooker. Scalia sold hot dogs out of a trailer dressed only in a bikini and was busted for offering sex to an undercover cop.
I solicited an undercover officer. I didn't know that was going to happen. I told this guy to come to my house. I'm going to do a strip. We're going to have fun and you're going to go home. And that's going to be the end.
Leave the girl alone.
That's gonna be the end.
Trying to make
a good girl. She's a good girl.
Take her to the zoo, Rocky. Take her to the zoo. She's like the Rita. Take her to the zoo. They love the zoo.
Yeah, I got no issues with this girl.
7 days behind bars.
When I she's got some yammies on her.
The lap dance. I had pants on, and when I did it, all I showed him was this.
Was these fucking these fat
fucking melons right here? Look at me when I was young.
Oh, we know, babe. Oh, we know.
Girl. I love that she's got the old headshot like every comic. It's her in the 80s.
It's a Mindy Tucker.
Yeah, talkie.
She is a meth. That is a meth lady.
She says what she's doing.
I mean, imagine this big fucking trucker bitch is giving you a lap dance. She's just pumping into you.
Are you hard yet? Get hard. Get hard for me. Get hard. What are you, gay?
What
do you want?
Charge?
Are you gay?
Oh, my God. Seriously, she can't charge more than like, she's got to be like a $20 hooker. She's really low rent.
Yeah, she's bad.
Yeah, she's bad.
She's got a house, though.
It is amazing she has a house.
She's got a house.
Quality over quality, baby.
I do tend to give homeless women money because I'm like...
You do?
I try to save them from a...
No, not me. I'm like, get a job. I was like, you're a woman. It's 2024. Are you your fucking mind?
I just go, they're going
to... Do you know how easy it is to be a woman or a gay guy?
No, that's...
Wait for me.
That's Lewis negotiating for the blowjob. It's 2024.
Have a good time. Come to the house with dance. We have a good time.
Yeah. No, I don't
this
give...
This lady's great.
I mean, first of all, I don't give homeless people money anymore because I never, ever, ever have cash. Ever. All right, I have cash right now.
Look.
How often do you have cash on you?
I don't often have cash. But also,
You see homeless people out there being like, yeah, please help the homeless. We were walking through Philly the other day. Yeah. They're asking for money on the streets. So you're like, how is that like, one out of 100 people have any cash on them?
Well, you always like, whenever you like go to give a homeless person like a blanket and they're mad, and you're going, oh, you're not using this money. Or you're like, I'll buy you a sandwich. Like, I don't want a fucking sandwich. Like, give you some.
Yeah.
Sometimes you say, you're like, I'm bluffing. I'm like, how about I buy you a sandwich, junkie?
And then they're like,
oh, please give me a sandwich. I'm like, fuck, I'm not going to buy this guy a fucking sandwich.
Please, honey, turkey, cheddar.
Well, can you give me a lap dance or something or a hot dog?
Please, anything. Yeah, I almost never have cash anymore. Once in a blue, I mean, Because I'll purposely go get cash. Because I'll be like, if I'm in a new city for some reason, I like to have a little bit of cash in my pocket.
Yeah, in case you meet a nice
hot dog hooker.
Want
a wiener and a wiggle job, you know?
Yeah.
I want to see the hot dogs before I judge this woman.
Oh, you know they're all shriveled and nasty.
But being a homeless person today, like the idea of collecting and panhandling, I would almost feel like the fact that everyone has credit cards now and digital payment.
Apple Pay.
But they don't though.
They should have the little thing.
The QR code.
They should have a sign with a QR code.
They might have one.
They gotta have.
I bet you they do exist out there. But that it sort of blends or it sort of ruins the
homeless. It's like a gimmick. You think he's like he's funny.
When you're homeless, you shouldn't understand. You shouldn't be at the forefront of technology when you're homeless. Yeah. So when you are, then I'm going like, you got to figure it out, buddy. So now I don't want to give it to him.
You got a tech job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. But he's not homeless, this guy.
But my problem then is, like, if I scan this, is this guy stealing my fucking identity? Like,
he doesn't want it.
He goes by the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Homeless people wearing barcodes who accept cashless payments. I mean, that's
Is this
huge.
Guy missing legs? I do like a no-leggy. I love like a torso. I love a torso.
Oh, dude, even that. I'm like, dude, get a fucking job. You can sit there. It's not even annoying for you. You don't got to stretch your legs. You can just work. It's a better life.
Toll booth operator. Perfect job. No legs.
Literally.
They don't really have those that much anymore, though, do they?
19-year-old who murdered a homeless man turned in by his mother. What happened with this guy? What was the homeless guy doing?
He was actually just sleeping.
Impossible.
That's the story from the murderer.
Where? In the middle of the street?
What happened?
Was this guy trying to get to work?
It was under an overpass. And
Shannon making the most confusing description ever. Thanks.
Is that right?
Under an overpass, it was above and beyond.
It was down and kind of up
lower downtown, but up suburban.
So this kid, he's like a 21 years old now. But when this happened, I think he was 17. And his mom went into his bedroom just to like kind of clean up after him, and then saw that there was like a bin in his closet, and then opened up the bin. And
there was a homeless guy. Is there a body in it?
I was going to show you the body cam footage of when the cops first pull
Let's
up.
Let's see.
Concerns of some stuff they may have found in your room?
Yeah, I believe so.
And what would it be?
Autism.
Yep, 100%.
A human head and hands. Oh, this is the mom.
100%.
Oh, the mom's really bummed out.
So what actually happened was the night before, he went out driving, he took the car, and then he like kind of, his car fell into like a river by accident. Like he was starting to go down and then couldn't pull himself back out of the river. So they had to call the cops. And where the video starts is his family is there, the cops are there, and they're all kind of joking around about, oh, this idiot, like he got his car in the river by accident. And they're like, oh, no big deal. We're just going to like tow it in the morning. Then they notice that there seems to be blood or something on the license plate. The next day, somebody that lives in the town and owns like a coffee shop said that there was a homeless guy that used to go in there all the time, every single day like clockwork. But this day, he didn't show up.
He showed up with no hands or head.
So you're saying I have something in common with that homeless guy because I also don't have coffee?
Whoa, that is wild.
Did we not get her a cold brew?
He's too busy chugging my saliva.
Did we not get her a cold brew?
I'll take a
49 minutes.
Did we not get her a cold brew?
I mean, this is disgusting.
Unbelievable.
You had to get the meat plate for the king for the birthday.
Give her a hot coffee for now.
Give me some more makers.
Don't spill it on my pussy.
A black hot coffee.
Wait, you guys,
for now.
Do you know that the McDonald's lady that got her pussy burned off, do you know that her last name was Leanback? Leanback, basically? The thing she wasn't able to do in time?
Burn pussy.
Don't.
People always talk about that woman like she's like the example of people who like rip
take
off.
No, she got fucked
horribly burned.
Her pussy lips look like that dog's face.
Yeah, that's because McDonald's started a smear campaign against her.
I know McDonald's. Thank you.
That's a hot call.
Can we go get her a cold brew now? Somebody send Emily. All
right. Don't look around like you're not going to be the one.
It's not my job.
It's not his job.
Oh, we know what your job is.
It's to drink your spit.
We know what your job is.
Is there any left? Any whiskey left?
Yeah, dude, I can't drink whiskey in the morning.
Have a little bit more. Come on, baby boy. It's your birthday whiskey. All right, I'll drink.
Oh, that was the Lord siding with Lewis.
Did it spill?
You're a sick.
Did it spill?
You're a sick alcoholic. Why are you trying to get him to drink? He's 42 years old.
Is that wrong with me? What the fuck are you talking about?
How old are you?
34.
34. He doesn't understand. This is a 42-year-old man. Can't do this to him.
I can't not until tonight.
I'm gonna buy you a drink.
How old's your son now?
He's 11.
11?
It's 11.
Louis, that's crazy.
Huge cock. That was your next question,
right? Does he have a girlfriend?
He takes after his stepfather.
Jermaine.
Does he have a girlfriend?
He doesn't have a girlfriend.
Does he have a black stepfather?
Yeah.
He does. He would tell you.
What does your great aunt think about that, or your aunt? Like, he's just regular aunt now.
She's fine with it. That's not my
she's going to be asking him for shit the entire time they're in Jamaica.
Yeah. She's like,
oh, you don't work here?
She's like, this one's got a weird accent. Sir. No, he's a...
Because once they're in, once the family, they're in the family, she's not going to be racist towards them, right? No, it's just like, fine. don't
if,
make
if
a...
my son's mother was part of our real family, she would have had something to say about it, I think.
Your grandma was crazy. Isn't she crazy with, like, the gypsies or something, or running over pirates?
What?
Never mind.
Are you talking about,
he's talking about your act.
Yeah. But I don't, yeah.
No, that was my mom. My mom was okay. Anti-Semitic.
Okay.
Very openly racist against Jews.
This would be a good time for her.
Yeah. She'd be like super like in and woke.
Free Palestine.
She'd be like a college student.
But she was also racist against Palestinians. You have to understand. So.
A real Sophie's choice for her, huh?
Yeah. But yeah, my son is, he would tell you that he has a girlfriend, I think. Or he wouldn't say that he has a girlfriend. He would tell you like he likes a girl and she likes him and they talk on the phone all the time now.
Get out of here.
11's not that young. I mean, it's young.
Well, he asked
me,
he was like, what do I do if a girl kisses me? And then I was like,
stick your dick in her really fast. Really fast.
Fuck the shit out of her, doggy. All right, let me show you where
the... You've never heard of two in the pink, one in the stink.
You've never heard me and Jenna?
What do you tell an 11-year-old if a girl kisses you? What do you kiss her back?
You say, give her a smooch. You make it nice.
Ask your mother. Do not ask this guy. This guy?
I know. I think I'm more of a prude than his mom with shit.
Here we go.
You gotta be the one to tell him though.
Because I want my son to have memories of me being a good person, because there's so much evidence of me being a bad person. I want him, when it slaps him in the face one day.
That's why you have the cover of your phone. Like, he can't know this.
No, exactly. Just to the time. Oh, I'm good, Dad.
Your wallpaper is you and Robert Kelly.
Yeah, but like all the bad shit that I've said and done in podcasts, I want him to one day, when it hits him in the face, I want him to go, but you know what? That's not my dad. My dad's the fucking... just nice old dad that I got, you know? Yeah.
No, the true you comes out. Awesome. You need a microphone and a camera to be the real you.
Right, that is really true. When there's no microphone or camera on, I'm just like a fucking...
he's nothing.
Autistic.
Zombie.
I don't make eye contact. Kind of I just
zombie-ish.
Fucking...
zombie-ish.
So wait, this guy, he hit a homeless person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's see.
And then hit them in the...
So he didn't actually hit the homeless person. So he was driving, and then he saw that there was like a tarp, that it looked like that someone was sleeping inside the tarp. So he goes up to the tarp and then just like opens it and then just starts stabbing him. And he started stabbing at his neck area and then a couple to the body, and then he completely decapitated his...
Well, not to defend him, their tarp was kind of like, this is very convenient. There's already a tarp.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
So he decapitated him, and then he took off his hands and then kept those two things. His plan was the next day to like go and drop them like places in the water. But he had the wallet where he messed up. He kept the guy's wallet in his car, and the dad found the wallet in the car.
Why would you steal a homeless guy's wallet? It's pointless.
ID.
You
That's why he took
ID?
His head in his hands too. Those are the two things you identify people with.
Oh, so you don't want you don't want the guy to be identified?
You said it too fast.
Yeah, you answered that really quickly.
Too fast.
ID. Wait, unless it's a girl with fake tits, so you gotta take those too, because those have serial numbers.
Oh my God.
That's how they caught the guy from I Love Money on VH1.
So you're telling me there's barcodes on Shannon's titties right now?
Oh, yeah.
QR code.
Shen,
if you scan it,
you
can give me money.
But
it's just three numbers, like 007.
What about a Brazilian butt lift? Are those silicone things?
Maybe.
No, isn't that fat from your body?
Yeah, it's fat. They just take fat from one part of your body and shoot it. Oh, why are you thinking about getting it, Danny?
You grabbed your butt. Are you... You have those right now? You grabbed your butt like if you're...
No, I was... And then I just started... Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was just seeing what you were doing. That's all.
I started thinking about my...
She pulled those out of her asshole.
So inside, I didn't have to pull hard. They fell out.
Who is this new chick that's going viral right now?
Who is she? Amanda Bynes.
This is a girl that, like, she's like a fucking hippie. And
oh,
she's,
God, that tree bitch. She looks like she lives in a tree house.
She's pretty twit,
bitch.
Though, dog.
I like
she's
a tree
bitch. Pretty fucking tweet, but she's annoying.
Tree bitch. I love a tree bitch.
She raps.
Somebody just posted her in the racist live chat. Are these real nudes of her? Is she on OnlyFans too? Is that what this is?
She's always rapping. That's when it turned
out. Oh, dude, I got so bummed. Somebody posted a fake Gypsy Rose OnlyFans.
Oh, my God.
Are you so happy she's getting divorced?
Thrilled.
I'm like, what were you
doing? Is this actually her, Shannon? No, this looks fake.
That's not her
head. That's not
real. No, she has an OnlyFans. She used to be like a normal chick. And then a couple of years ago, she came into this grift of being like a hippie.
When she was a normal chick, and now she turned into this.
Yeah.
I mean, and people love her.
When she was Spread Eagle, she was a normal chick, though. Yeah.
I think they love to hate her. This day and age.
But yeah, she raps. Can we hear one of her raps, please? What's her name?
What's her
name? Jorge, by the way, you're such a horny little freak. You had this on your fucking fingertips already, you fucking animal.
It's my boy.
Little fucking pervert. Jorge, you make me sick, dude. You're a fucking real pervert, dude.
Jorge knows.
I love when you make Jorge bashful.
Yeah, no, he's blushing.
He's like, ah, shucks, guys. Boss. Oh, God.
Jorge, what's this chick's name?
It's Shan something. I know that.
Shan something. Yeah, she's pretty toy, dude.
Wait till you start hearing her rap, you're going to be it's an ick.
Well, bad. She's like, she does raps about like DMT she's and like, weed, right? She's like,
yeah, the rainforest is raining and the animals are talking and I'm here and I'm walking. It's just like,
I'm hearing nothing wrong with this girl
it's
yet.
It's so bad. It's so bad. We got to support each other.
I'm looking at my next move.
Jordan Jensen is calling me. Is it to get in touch with you?
Maybe.
Jordan, we're on the Real Ass Podcast right now. Are you trying to get in touch with Annie? Hold on. I'll text it to you right now. Shannon, will you text Jordan the address?
I don't like you chewing meat at Jordan. It's like something really inappropriate.
Jordan, Shannon's going to text you the address right now.
Jordan, I can't wait to see you. Save me. Save me from these.
We've never moved the address here once, Jordan. It's always been the same address.
She's at the PLB, but she's definitely at the mailbox.
Yeah, you're that's our PO box.
See?
How far is that away from here?
Not that bad.
Okay.
It's pretty quick, but I know exactly.
Don't, they'll buy you coffee. Just kidding.
They will not buy you coffee.
The toothpaste was big, though. Thank you.
That was huge.
Because I'm not a no tooth.
Well, we also. Brusher. I mean, we also stole your toothbrush, and now I feel bad. We have to replace your toothbrush.
I can get a new toothbrush.
Can we see this wrap, please?
The one in the shorts.
Hold on, I'm trying to find one where she's actually doing it.
Just on her like Instagram page or TikTok, it should be there.
Let's see.
That one's somebody looking at it.
All right, I feel good.
Is this really this chick naked? Are they the one that they're posting in the race live chat? Is this really her naked?
The one that we saw was so fake.
Yeah, I don't think she's got her.
I mean, yeah, this is her all on out yet. Me. I think she does, dude.
You think so?
God bless her.
God bless her.
I think she's gorgeous.
Let those yiddies out. Give me a free hot dog.
Do we have any more information here? Let's see. Let's get some volume.
I am love. I am abundance. I am an armor made the golden light. I trust in my spirit guides. They help me land upon the best path. I'm learning how to navigate being an empath. Sometimes the red flags look green. I forget that I'm even. I remember I'm
learning from her. Because I live in LA. This is very good. This is very good.
She probably doesn't wear deodorant. She's got like a stinks.
No, she's fucking.
No, she's a fake hippie. Like those are not real dreadlocks.
Yeah, I bet you she smells. Like she smells delightful.
No, she probably smells like fucking like avocado oil or some shit. She fucking stinks.
I hope she smells like a fucking blimpy.
She probably does smell
like oil and vinegar.
Yeah, she's got like that fucking nasty.
She don't have meat around her. She's
wow. Yeah,
thank you very much. Thank you, Emily.
Paco, can you bring it in? Like you got it for me.
Don't let Paco touch
it. I'm just kidding, Paco. I wanted you to have a job.
I'll take your hot one.
You can take this one, Paco.
I was gonna take it. I could take. Give me the hot one. I'll take it. Did you drink out of it already?
I had a sip.
Where?
You excited?
Where'd you drink out of it?
This is what she smells like.
What that lady smells like? The tree lady.
Look.
I mean, she would be fucking annoying as fuck to hang out with.
I can't smell that.
What is that?
Oh, that smells amazing. Do you like that? Like, I think you know what was Josh.
Adam? I know what she smells like. I smell like her.
That smells really nice, but I don't think she smells like that.
She
I don't
does.
Know. Maybe.
Dude, that girl is not a real hippie.
She has 10 million streams on Spotify.
Whoa. 10 million streams on Spotify. I mean, can I say, I'm not even
Who's
being an asshole here. She
just
is.
Just come fucking floating in there.
Did you come?
She's
Paco.
Not.
Thank you, Paco. You didn't have to do this, Paco. Thank
she's
you,
not completely talentless, you, right? It sucks. The music sucks. But she is rapping to a beat.
I mean,
listen, can I just tell you what
she's pretty toy.
She's actually pretty toy, and I take everything back.
And she's got, listen, she looks great. She's being cute.
I love that cosplay shit. Oh yeah.
I have no problems with her. I see nothing wrong.
I like her too. She might be.
I don't like
good,
a long. I don't like that long.
That
of
is a
it.
Lot.
That's not okay.
Yeah, we don't want you. We don't like you for your words. You fucking.
But she's smart because there is a. If you do this type of shit,
yeah,
like
there is a
stuff,
there is a section
so,
of
you can get. Every morning I wake up, I pray for the strength to not start an OnlyFans or a cult, and it's because they're the easiest things to make money.
No one wants to see you start a cult.
Yeah. So those are
she's
old
pretty
photos.
Fucking tight. I didn't realize that she was actually kind of.
She dressed up like a mushroom. She's just leaning the
and
fuck.
And plus,
in.
Those long posts, that's like a genre of woman who do like.
Can
you
I say,
know,
here's why I respect her. This is why I respect her, because she's definitely hot enough that she doesn't have to do all that horse shit. Right. Yeah. So she's definitely like good looking and in great shape. Right. If she just said, all right, I'm just gonna be like a regular hot chick in jeans and like a crop top, she can go just be with some fucking like very easily. Right. Like,
yeah.
But she's very motivated to be a fucking jerk off.
Oh, yeah. Those dudes might be real now
this
that I think
is,
about it.
This is really look at those tits. I mean, this girl's great.
Yeah, she's pretty.
This
fucking...
girl is great. I like her. I don't know what that weird dog thing is back there. It does look like she got the burned dog.
Oh, she's got little cheeks
she's
on her.
A cutie.
God bless her.
She's got tattoos.
She's annoying, but she's hot.
She's great. Is there any video of her actually speaking regularly?
Yeah.
Like, what does she talk like?
Also, it's because it's a woman. Because if it's a guy that's like DMT, you're like, oh, powerful, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just hippies in general kind of suck, right? If that's your personality.
I'm kind of
type.
A hippie.
Yeah, we all are in Quaker. Our own way. Like, I smoke weed and I listen to reggae music and I fucking, you know.
What if she does talk in like a
you
reggae?
You added a rap.
That's what's going to be the ultimate cringe if she's like,
but
boy,
I don't you miss like
boy.
A reggae breakdown? Every hey song guys. Has have a reggae breakdown. And that's yeah. what we're missing.
This
that's
is her,
why. That's how we solve the.
Here this is knows. Her house tour.
It's her house tour.
I love.
What's up, my youth? We're doing bad things out here.
Wow.
She's rich from this shit.
Nice fire pit.
You should deck this out.
No, right?
I like this because I like to dress up for my ayahuasca ceremonies.
But
too.
Do you think that she
you
actually...
You like to be like, you want to be in someone's ayahuasca.
She's giving like, ayahuasca.
Do you
sure.
think that she like actually feels like connected with the earth? Do you think she buys her horseshit or it is just like completely fabricated just because it's an online thing? She can get fans, only fans, like... Because I think it's probably more of that. She's too hot to actually give a fuck about the earth.
I agree.
That's
she's
crazy.
Probably super young. What is she, like 25, 26?
Oh, my God.
Right?
I don't know why that was so predatory.
She's probably like really young, right?
Oh, my God. Like,
do you guys have any foot photos?
I have very little doubt within a few months she will be teaching classes.
Yeah. She's going to be doing
she's
online
have retreats.
Courses.
Well, she's going to have online, but then she's going to have retreats.
Do you know how fucking rich I could be if I just... It's so easy. It's so easy.
Yeah, just show your feet. Do
doesn't
like
Jared
this?
Leto have like an island he does?
He brings all of his creepy. Fans. It's almost like a skank fest, honestly.
Yeah.
She's 28 years old.
She's 28. See? She's fucking older, too, dude.
I, ooh, she's getting up there.
Is that her naked body right there in the race live chat? Is that really her? Pull that one up, Shannon. That's great. If that's really her, God bless her goddamn soul. Super toy.
Let's see this tweet.
That's not the one I'm talking about.
It
Shannon.
Looks.
That's not the one I'm talking about. That's
AI-ish.
I mean, the
but her face, her makeup and everything is very AI, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
I like this girl. I'm going to start following her.
The last one he hate me posted in the racist live chat, Shannon. Yeah.
Those look like her tits. Those
that
are her nipples.
That looks like what she looked like.
That looks like the same upper pussy area.
And the upper nipple. The nipple was high.
God bless her.
That's a beautiful girl.
She's God pretty fucking tight. Are those God real? You think those are real? Or just natty C's?
It's hard to tell.
Good for her.
If those are real, I mean, that is really, I would believe in the...
God bless her. She's fucking great. God bless her. And people, some people hate her, right? Some people are
top
hating
five,
her.
Top five
but
greatest rappers
your,
alive.
But it's your five. Fans that hate her. They love it, her. That means they love her.
Some people do hate, but some guys are just fucking straight up. They really just love to hate women. I didn't think that was a real thing, like the whole like incel thing. But some guys just really fucking hate chicks.
Well, because they're mad. They want to...
Chicks, yeah.
They want to fuck you so badly. But they want like the hottest one. I think that's what it is. It's like they're very entitled to the hottest. Like that guy. Remember the guy that shot up the Santa Barbara Community College? That guy Elliot, whatever. These guys, they want like the hot. They need to have the number one hottest girl. And you're like, you're just not gonna get her.
She has a child.
She has a child with a body like that. Fuck it, that's her child.
Yeah, when she was 18. And then she
get
said,
out of this Jungle Book shit. She this said Jungle that, Book shit that's pissing me off.
She's bad. We got the incel right here.
Yeah, get
like,
out
I fucking
of
don't
here,
like her.
Bullshit.
She's a woman.
Those
and
are not real plants. Jungle to jungle. You know what I'm getting that shit.
She got a kid. There's always something wrong.
I saw
Jungle Book is what Figs calls the novel Precious was based off of.
I want to see the IMAX. Let's go see the Jungle Book IMAX. Yeah, no, I don't fuck with her.
So it says that after she became pregnant with this kid, the kid's dad went to jail And she started living in a van for a while. She moved to California. She was working on weed farms. Mm-hmm. She lived in Costa Rica on a commune.
Maybe she is the one. One perfect Checking 10 that has this life.
I like this woman.
You love this chick. Yeah, you should get her on your podcast. Get her on Anywood.
I'm going to get her on Anywood.
Get her on Anywood.
I actually, I'm this might ruin it, but I'm going to get her on Anywood. Guys, if you could scrub this from the internet.
Can you just picture her? Could you scrub this?
I would get this bitch on. I like the hustle. And then when the cameras go off, I'm going to go, all right, bitch.
Yeah.
How much you making? Yeah, what are these doing? Courses, these manifestation courses?
Yeah. We never finished talking about the 19-year-old who murdered the homeless guy. So what was the story with his mother, Shannon?
So she, the day after the car like fell into the water, whatever, she was cleaning his room. In his closet, there was a bin, and in the bin was like plastic bags. So she like was like, I don't know what this is. She took it into the sink, opened it up, and that's when she noticed there was a head and hands. So they ended up calling him back to the house. Like they made up an excuse, and then she called the cops and told she told them what she
fucking
found,
bitch.
And they
have it on
got
the body
him.
Cam, Shane?
I don't have that here, but I watched the whole thing, and so they got him, and he's going to spend the rest of his life in jail.
What a nightmare.
I think he was 20 when it happened. Now he's 21.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's like your kid does that. That's like so horrible.
I know, but I wouldn't turn him in though. Yeah. I find a head in my son's room. I'm throwing a head out.
That
hiding
day.
A head. Yeah. Guess sure. what? Guess who's digging a hole?
I know it's weird.
This guy.
But I guess she probably was scared he was going to kill her, right? Because he was a little off, right?
Well, you would assume also, like, is that out of nowhere? Like, somebody.
Like, if he's going to kill, like, that means he's going to stab her. I mean, that's like self preservation.
I don't think so. I don't think you're going to murder. If you murder a random homeless person, I don't think that the next jump is murdering your own.
He didn't
mother.
Just murder. He stabbed, he decapitated.
Yeah, but
he
they
took
are
the hands
a
off.
Plight on society.
He just listens to Rogan. He's on your thread, just like he hates that fucking bitch. Yeah. Just
I would buy him a ticket to Austin.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, seriously, get this guy a job for. Fucking...
I just.
I think he panicked, and that's the head in the hands.
Wasn't that like
went,
the serial,
I don't want to get caught.
Isn't that like the killer what, thing? You kill little animals, then you kill a homeless guy. And the
I
next
don't
thing
you stab your mom.
Yeah.
I don't think that. It was to get rid of the identity. I really don't, because it's not like why
Lewis
would you
trying to like be the.
But why would you not want to identify the person? Who cares? It's just the body's there, right? Like,
because if there's no body, there's no crime.
Yeah, he just didn't want to get caught. He knew he did something wrong, but he had the urge. He had to do it.
What are you watching? What are you watching?
Netflix.
What murder stuff are you watching?
Serial killer stuff.
What are you watching now?
Do you watch the what the hell is there? Something my fiance always watches. I told him I can't do it. No, it's like it's a YouTube channel. It looked like that's what the mom was on. They show all the footage of the like when they're
it's Explore with
people.
Us is
Explore
where this came from.
Us.
Yeah,
yes, that's
where
what Todd watches.
Sorry, I saw it too.
No, that's a Shannon thing though.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a lot.
I love it.
Like, how did you know?
Like dark. I have to stop.
How did you know he was autistic? You and we both felt this. I looked at him and I was like, Henley, Old Navy jeans, glasses. Like this guy is autistic.
It was a little bit of the yeah.
Yeah.
He's just
you
got
see
the
in
look.
The eyes.
Yeah, he's got the fucking look.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Get a job. Ooh.
Look at that act.
Ooh, get a job.
Yeah. Yeah. Not getting Accutane in jail, bitch. Yeah. It's just. So Todd, my fiance, sorry, I hate the word fiance. I hate saying it all the time, but sorry.
We said it 17 fucking times.
I don't see it.
You say my girl. I guess I can say my dude.
I say my wife and I'm not even married to her. Yeah. Just say it.
We're all fucked up. We're all insecure.
I know I'm going to marry her, so I call her my wife.
When are you gonna marry? Really? When are you gonna ask her to marry you? You fucking poor bitch.
But when I'm not poor, daddy, take me to fucking Yuck
Yucks. Never gonna
next
happen.
Week and maybe I'll have some
oh,
money.
Oh, Yuck Yucks is gonna be the one that puts you over the edge.
Baby, I just got paid $700.
She's gonna say when you propose.
I feel like your girl's not gonna. She's not expecting a crazy
no,
expensive
she is.
Ring.
She's get, so that's what
I. And also, how women?
You gotta
what
buy
do they
family
do?
Stuff.
So here's
buy
the thing.
A ring because how does a woman know? Number one, how do they know it's not used?
True.
Right?
True.
So why wouldn't I go get a used ring?
And why wouldn't you, honestly?
So I always
and
thought.
Why wouldn't you?
I always thought.
By the way, Figs, get ahead of it. Go to a place, get a cheap old ring,
Daddy.
And say it's from your grandmother.
Daddy, I'm going to get her a ring from Costco. I already got it picked out. So I always thought you had to spend like 10 grand on a ring. And so we went to Costco.
This is gonna get sad.
And she was like, I like that ring. It's beautiful. And it was like $1,400. I was like, baby, I could probably get that for you. So
what
she's going to
get
it's a beautiful ring.
Is
that's all you need to know. It's a beautiful ring.
What is it called? The ones that aren't but look like diamonds?
Cubic zirconium.
No, it's from Pandora. No, it's a real ring.
It's a real ring. He's not saying
diamond. No, the fake diamond is cubic zirconium, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't got a ring because I want to get her expensive one.
The lab-grown ones are expensive, too. This was, we looked up, it was my great-great aunt's emerald, and then Todd's mom gave us like her tennis bracelet.
That's very nice.
Very Asian, right?
Oh, so you had it constructed from...
Yeah, you got the emerald.
That's fun.
It's cool, right?
I have no fucking family members, dude.
We didn't think we were going to have... We didn't think we were going to get any... Your dad didn't have any like that he stole from anyone?
Probably.
They confiscated them?
We got nothing. Yeah. Like,
the jewels your family ever like buried under a tree somewhere.
No, it's all shit.
Yeah, it's called a grave.
You know, but I think like what are women don't know? How would they know what's a good
ring?
They'll find out, dude. They get appraised.
I got my girl a ring.
If you get your fucking ring appraised,
I got my Skankfest thing appraised.
Dude, I got my girl a promise ring, right? And then I bought a separate box. So I bought the ring from Swarovski, and then I put it in a separate box, and she was like, this is a beautiful ring, and I never told her the price. And then it just started turning brown in a year.
Well, how much is that ring?
It cost $75.
Was that from the ring or her hand?
It was from Swarovski, probably both. So this ring, I want to get her some OG, like some gangster shit, so I know I got to spend like $1,400
is not gangster
shit. That's what I'm saying. That's why I haven't got her a ring. I'm trying to save for like a 10 grand. They say you have to do like a third of your yearly income.
What is the new?
$1,400.
That's an old school thing, though. What is the standard now? Right? There is no
like 3 months. I've 3 months paycheck.
That's crazy. My bitch is not getting a fucking 3 month of my paycheck ring. That's psychotic. It's not happening.
Too embarrassing.
I don't know. I think she deserves it, Lewis. Okay. I think she deserves
it. Lewis is barking again. He's out there. He's like, oh,
my God. LOL Comedy Club. Anybody want to go to LOL?
What
Andrew
is the standard?
Andrew Schultz barked.
We all barked. We're all barkers. I did barkers.
I wasn't a bark. I sold tickets. I ran my own business, guys.
I barked.
This is kind of crazy what you've become.
Yeah. How long have you guys known each other?
Probably our whole careers, basically.
Yeah. 15 years?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
15 years. You were doing it before me, though.
A little bit, maybe. A couple years before.
Yeah. Well.
Hell yeah. We're rapping, Annie. I don't want to wrap up.
Well, it's been 15, 16 years now.
Is Annie in this studio next, or is she in one of the other ones? She's in this one.
Oh, okay. I get the big studio. I didn't even respond when you asked if it was okay to have the small studio. I'm going to ghost this one.
Yeah, how she was like, I'm not going to take the small studio.
Fucking small studio?
Well, no, there's the biggest studio over there,
but that's called WTF.
Green studio. That's for the green screen. Then there's a tiny studio over there. And then there's...
You were going to put me in the tiny one?
Well, it was just two broads. There's two broads. You guys are little girls.
Two broads.
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap this one up. This has been fun. You're great. We love Annie Letterman here on the show. I've known Annie a long time. Fucking hot and cold relationship. We've had times where we've been fucking... down each other's throats.
No, see, this
well,
is...
Well, I was down your throat. I was down your throat.
No, he was never.
She won't let that joke fly.
I go, no. I'm the only female comic untouched.
That it might be true. I've hooked up with all of them, but not this one.
Yeah, well, there's a few uggos you never got.
What'd you say?
There's some uggos you never got.
That he hasn't admitted to.
Yeah, that's
a few uggos. All right, you guys are the best. We will check you on Wednesday with the Real Ass Talent Show live from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Until then, good night.
That's a Real Ass podcast.
That's all, folks.